All right, so what was the creative process behind the new site? Why did you want to start a new site?
Well, I had another site. It was called Backlund Energy. I used it for I had an oil business. I started an oil business, it was 6 years ago. And I sold the oil business because I had a book out and I'm on a mission. I want to go around our whole country and give talks about health and fitness and training and being reliable and showing up on time, being sort of a role model for people of all ages.
Okay, so who'd you work with on the new site? Who developed it, and like, kind of, what are your hopes for it?
Well, I'm hoping it, it has some good things in there. And I, when I go to a library, I want to ship them, or I want to be able to have something for them so they can use for press. So I show them where the things that they can use for press, while they're promoting a book signing at the library. I think there's some good information for the people to go on there, and they can find out what I'm all about, and what I believe in, and what I'm going to stand up for.
The thing that intrigued me the most on the website is, and it, I clicked it and it said coming soon, and it kind of got me all anticipated, all crazy, and it said podcast. So are you thinking about starting a podcast?
Yeah, I'm going to start a podcast pretty soon. I've got all the equipment in my basement, and I have somebody that's been assisting with me, and she's got sick a little bit, so she's recovering. When she does that, we're going to continue going on, and we should maybe have it going in a month or so.
Excellent. So, like, what are your hopes for it? Like, are you going to have wrestlers on there? Are you going to talk about life, like health? Like, what's the hope?
You know, we'll talk about everything. But we'll definitely have people coming, and we'll be interviewing them, and I'll have maybe some kids on there that are amateur wrestlers that I've coached years ago. Some coaches that maybe I worked with, people from all over, and. But I want it to be a solid program. It's not going to be a lot of swearing and stuff like mm-hmm. that. We don't need to use that kind of discourse.
Absolutely. So what kind of was the inspiration for the podcast? Did you see a lot of other professional wrestlers doing it, and you were like, I can do it the Bob Backlund way? Or like, did you just want to just speak? How did that all come about?
Well, no, it started, I had this book out. It came out last September, and I've been... people that got the book, they've been emailing me about maybe having asking me a question about peer pressure
mm-hmm.
and what they can do about it. It doesn't work very well to solve a problem with an email on a question like that. It's
sure.
better to do it on the phone. I wanted to make myself available for people of all ages to come call and ask me a question about maybe life or what how this worked or how I got ahead in the WWE or whatever it was. I just wanted to make myself available for people that were wondering how maybe they could make their life maybe just a little better.